Now, shootings at schools in both Waukesha and Oshkosh last week thankfully did not result in any loss of life. At Oshkosh West High School, student Dua Ahmad made the decision as the chaos was unfolding that she needed to get out of the school and to help classmates find shelter. Ahmad led more than 100 students with her into a nearby mosque where she worships. Dua Ahmad joins us now. Dua, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, I'm sorry that you had to go through this. How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling all right. We've had the weekend to process the whole situation. Of course, time is best medicine in this case. So, yeah, I'm doing all right now.
And have you all been back to school yet?
Yeah, most of us are back to school. After the weekend, it was a lot of time to process it and everything. So, yeah, we're back to school now.
Well, take us back to that day, what you were doing when you realized something was happening at your school.
Well, first of all, we were in our AP English literature class when we heard a gunshot. And my teacher, all he instructed us to do was to run. So we ran out of the nearest exit, which happened to be right in front of the mosque. And one of the students running out of that exit as well also said, everybody run to the mosque. So as everybody is going there, of course, the door is locked and you need to enter a code to open it. So knowing that, I just entered the code and I try to let as many people in as possible.
Now, a lot of people have seen the video online, you opening up the mosque and then holding the door and waving people on in. What was that like in that moment, not knowing really what was going on in your school?
Yeah, I mean, the first time when I was opening the door, that was the first time I could actually stand and process everything. And it just started to hit that something was going on. We were all so, so terrified. It was the fact that we didn't know caused a lot of anxiety. Mm-hmm.
Had you done Code Red drills, or people call them different things, but drills for situations like this?
Yeah, we've done a few drills. We've done like we've talked about what to do in situations of like a lockdown, of barricading the doors and stuff. And we've also done like Alice training, and towards the beginning of the year-ish, we do evacuation drills where we all line around like the football field.
And as you said, it was chaotic, especially on the way over to the mosque. Did you worry that this was the worst case, that this might be one of the active shooter situations that we've seen in other schools?
Yeah, I mean, in that situation, since you don't know what's going on, of course, your mind instantly goes to the worst case possible. So that's all that was racing through my head when we had finally settled down in the mosque. A bunch of people were saying, like, what's going on? Was it a shooting?
And what was your thought as you opened up the mosque, just that this would be a safer space than just being outside?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't even my idea to go to the mosque. It was one of the kids in my school. So since everybody was going that way, I just thought that the most sensible thing was to let everybody in.
And then once you got everybody in, what did you do next?
Well, I instantly got in and called my dad, and I told him, we were just told to evacuate. We don't know what's going on. And he just said, all right, I'm coming with a couple other members of the mosque. And when the teachers instantly took it from there, which was greatly appreciated, we tried to organize by our classes, spread out a little bit, and kind of started to get a little calmer from there. And my dad came as well, and he tried to organize everything.
How long was it before you found out that it was safe now at your school?
Probably when we all went to, well, not me, but when all of my classmates went to the nearby middle school, Tipler, where the rest of the students were. That's because the fact that they were able to move from this location kind of seemed that everything was sort of calming down at that moment.
Now, as I said, the videos out there, a lot of people online anyway, have praised you for being clear-headed, for finding a safe place for your classmates. You don't seem to think of yourself as having done anything special here.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just did what anybody would. I mean, the most sensible thing in that situation was to enter the code, of course, and then keeping the door open. I mean, in case the door had gotten shut, that would have been even more chaotic and the situation just would have been worse. So, yeah, I just did what anybody else would in that situation.
You've done drills before, you said. Is it on your mind? Was it on your mind even before this? What happens if something happens? Had you thought through, outside of the drills, what you would do in a situation like this?
Yeah, we've always thought about what we would do, just like, you know, if somebody bad came inside of our classrooms, you would, you know, throw something. et cetera, how we would barricade the doors and, like, just running out and stuff. We've all thought about that.
And well, now it's Monday after this event. As you said, people have gone back to school now. As you talk to your classmates, what do you talk about after last week's events?
I mean, we're trying to just kind of go back to normal, and we just talked about, I've asked other people about their experiences, because some people were in a lockdown, some people had to evacuate, some people went to another location entirely. So we've just kind of talked about that and how it's very scary, and we just hope everybody's doing all right.
What would you say to students at other schools who fortunately haven't been through this experience?
Just that that haven't been in this situation?
Yeah.
I guess just take your drills seriously, because you never know what's going to happen, but hopefully it never does happen.
And do you feel anxious at school now, having been through this?
I mean, there is a lot of security, and the administration's taking this very seriously, which I'm, of course, very grateful for. Of course, it's natural for me to feel a little anxious when I do go to school now, though.
And apart from this, you know, you're coming to the end of a semester. How is your school year going?
It's going pretty well. Classes are just resuming normally now after the incident, of course, and we're still a little shaken, and classes are the schedule is a little different now, but
we'll do it. Thank you so much for talking to us today, and best to you and your classmates.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Dua Ahmad, a student at Oshkosh West High School. I talked to her yesterday about the shooting and stabbing at her school that happened last week, and how she led classmates to safety inside the nearby mosque where she worships. You can find more information about last week's string of incidents and threats at schools around Wisconsin in WPR.org's archives. We talked to a reporter about the various 8 or 10 incidents at schools around the state. Again, that's at WPR.org.